Chicago's home for sports is live from the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio on ESPN 1000.
This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie
on ESPN 1000.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Yeah, Jeff,
did
you like this song?
Jeff too?
You like this song?
No.
Not a fan.
No.
Not a Scorpions guy. That's not my MO. Although, I'm doing tonight an event with Alice in Chains. What's his name? The guitarist. Jerry Cantrell. I'm interviewing, Jerry's a friend of mine, so I'm interviewing him at the Grammy Museum tonight, downtown L.A.
Wow, well, I got a lot going on.
Yeah, so, but I mean, I like AC/DC, that's about it, Van Halen maybe. Yeah, not maybe, I love Van Halen, I love AC/DC. But, yeah, the Scorpions, and by the way, I dig it. I understand why people would dig the Scorpions, so, like, I don't think they suck, you know, so there you go. Lots of opinions.
I love it. That's why we love you. All right, so Jeff Garland joining us. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. So I thought, in my opinion, and I don't know if you feel about these episodes the way you feel about your photos, where you like them all, but I would put this last episode that you guys did in Curb in the all-time greatest top 15 to 20 episodes.
Well, that is fucking delightful.
All right, hold on.
Excuse my language. I forgot where I was. I wasn't present enough. But I really appreciate that. And I've only come to appreciate how good the show is and how it profoundly affects people. So I'm really just enjoying people digging everything. You know, I have my favorite episodes. I have my favorite seasons. But I'm really thrilled with people's response to this year. And I love the next episode. It's one of my favorites.
Do you agree with me? Like, I thought it had it all. The banter of you two, the premises, the way everything came together with just one unbelievable ending scene. To me, it was another just perfect summary of why people love your show.
Well, I really appreciate that, and props to Larry David because he's the genius.
But would you put it in the top?
Which, this last episode?
Yes.
I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Okay.
Jeff, do you still?
No, it's not even in my top 50.
Really?
Wow.
Is that because you're too close? You know, it's like...
I have very strong opinions on the episode.
What's your favorite, Jeff?
My favorite one is called Wandering Bear, where Cheryl has problems with her vagina, and Larry and I are watching Girls Gone Wild. It's a self-contained episode. That's my favorite
That's
episode.
That's good, yeah.
This may sound like a stupid question.
And by the way, I still think this past week is a great episode. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
It's just not my personal... favorite. That's all.
I don't mean this to sound stupid, but I'm being serious when I ask this of you. Do you still really enjoy doing it? And do you look at doing this show as not even a job? It's a labor of love.
No, it is a job.
Well, I am blessed.
Wait. But I am blessed to have artistically, emotionally, the amount of joy that my job brings me on that show is I can't even measure it. And we're all the cast members know this. When you watch the show, we are all close with each other. We all love each other and have since the beginning. So it is nothing but a joy, but it is my job. It is my job. So I do look at it as a job, but I am blessed to love my job. And I will do Curb as long as Larry David wants to do Curb. I'm in.
That's great.
I'm incredibly lucky to be part of everything.
A buddy and I at the Bulls game, out of all places, we were talking about you. We were talking about the show. It's right when the show debuted this past year. We were at the Knicks game, and we were talking about your conversations with your television wife, Susie.
Right.
do you lose it when you talk to her ever? I mean, because a lot of this is ad-libbing.
Never,
like,
never.
I rarely
start laughing at any point because I'm a professional. She doesn't laugh either. No one laughs on the set except for Larry David. And I wouldn't say he's unprofessional, but Larry, boy, when he starts losing it, he can't focus and he has to look at people's foreheads.
Is she anything like her character, or is she completely opposite?
Who's Susie?
Yes.
She's nothing like her character. She's the best friend a guy could have.
Wow.
She's awesome. And he's nothing like his character. He hates when I tell people that, but he's a very good man. He's a thoughtful man. He's excellent, an excellent pal. Yeah, no. Everyone, no one is like their character. No one.
Do you like the way Vince Vaughn is fit in?
I love the way Vince Vaughn is on the show. And I love having him, and I love working with him. And boy, oh boy, if we don't have fun talking about Chicago sports.
That is awesome. All the best.
I mean, we were filming one scene, and he asked me, he alluded to it, and then it was like off to the races. He goes, did you get a ring, referring to the 2016 Cubs? And I go, nope. He goes, neither did I. And we both discussed how some questionable people got rings. It was like, really? Really?
Like who?
Really? Like, I'm not, I will not go there. But I will say this, that I wasn't expecting a ring. So it's not like, but when I saw some of the people they gave rings to, I was like, whoa. What?
Were you pissed?
And that was his reaction too.
Were you mad that Bartman got a ring?
I didn't even know he got a ring. Did he get a ring?
Yes, they gave him a ring.
Well, God bless him. I wish him nothing but wonderfulness. And I felt that all the way back because, man, you go back to that one play and everybody else's hands were up. Like, why is this one kid with the goofy look being singled out? It was so, and then I was mad at Moises Alou for the way he yelled at him. Mm-hmm. And then the story of what the Marlins said, let's make this kid famous.
Yeah, I know.
They said that in their dugout.
And then turn and a double play.
Yeah, and then what's his name makes an error for the first time ever?
Yeah, Gonzalez.
The shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on.
Did Cap get a ring?
It just happened to...
Did Cap get a ring? I don't know. Did Cap get a David Kaplan? Did he get a ring?
There's no way he got a ring just because he's David Kaplan.
Have you pranked him at all on Cameo recently?
No, I have not. But I love Cap, and I wish him the best. He makes me laugh, and I wish him the best. But, no, I actually have been so busy and dealing with so many crappy health things, of which I'm better now.
That's good.
That I've had no time to prank Cap on Cameo. But anyone on Cameo doesn't care about you. You know, let me tell you something.
I care.
They need money. Are you on Cameo?
I am. I, like, charge $25, though. Like, you know.
I know, but why are you wasting your time?
Well, I donate like you do with Food Depository.
Do me a favor, charge more. $25.
No one's going to pay for Sylvie to give a Cameo for more than $25. I donate every cent to cancer-related charities.
Well, that's lovely of you. But how's about this? I will match every Cameo that you get to cancer-related charity. All right.
How about that?
So how am I going to work this, though? I'm going to bill you. I'm going to go, hey, Garland, you owe me $1,000. I just did $1,000 worth of...
Make it $1,500.
Yes, by the way, in all sincerity, yes, I'll do it. You know, I'm on the board for a charity here where my photos here went to, which is F Cancer.
Yes, I love that.
I love donating to charity. So I'll match, to make it more interesting, I'll match all your stuff. Okay?
That's awesome. You're the best. Then, hey, great talking to you again.
You'll never find me on Cameo, though. And they tried using charity. No. And by the way, if you want a video from me, just write to me on Instagram. And if I like the letter that you write me, it's not a form letter. I send out videos all the time for zero.
That's cool. Hey, you're the best, yeah. Jeff. Your show
right,
again,
fellas,
Big Bowl of Wonderful.
Too.
We will check it out. Thank you.
Hey, by the way, I don't care if anyone else goes. You guys go.
We will.
To Marketing Gallery, all right?
Yeah, you
I
got
think
it.
You'll dig it. Anyone is a Curb fan. There's some great shots of Larry and of JB and Richard Lewis. Yeah, definitely check it out if you can.
I'm going to go awesome. And I'm going to put it on Instagram so you could see it.
Okay. Thanks, pal. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Garland. Bye. Our buddy Jeff Garland. Lot there. I was surprised he didn't put this last episode in the top 50.
I didn't want to say it. I have yet to start the season. I've got to do that. There's so much television out there to watch.
There's a lot of television. But you keep saying to me, have you tried Dope Sick yet? Yeah. I'm like, with what time? You know what I mean? Like, I'm up late last night watching the Bulls game. I'm watching Monday Night Football. The Bulls were playing Monday night as well. Like, I'm trying to catch up on Succession. I still haven't finished Squid Game, even though I don't love it as other people have loved it.
Well, bail on it.
I know. I'm already six. I think there's only nine or ten. So I'm almost home here.
Or just call Meller. He'll tell you how it ends.
There's a lot of people who say the ending's the best part. So I got to check that out.
I'd say the ending's the worst part.
Is it the worst part? A lot of people on Twitch were saying that the ending sort of like there's a twist or something
like
that.
There's not really a twist. It's just
don't
like,
give
hey,
it away.
Guess what? Season two.
Okay.
That's not giving anything away. I mean, it's a very popular show. Of course they're going to make another one. They're making another Tiger King that's coming out soon. I mean, if it's popular, they're going to make two of them.
Yeah, the Tiger King. I didn't like the first one.
Watching that. They're going to make two of them.
Yeah, I was not into Tiger King, ever.
I've got a bit of a Bears update for you.
Oh, do you have an injury report?
I've got a piece of an injury report, courtesy of Dan Wiederer.
This Eddie Jackson related.
Allen Robinson's hamstring issue still enough of a problem that he did not practice today. Adam Abdallah has just delivered today's injury report. We have Jimmy Graham well-rested and back in full
uni. Going to have a big game this weekend.
Akeem Hicks did not practice with an ankle. Eddie Jackson, limited with a hamstring.
There you go.
Khalil Mack did not practice with a foot. As I told you, Robinson did not practice with a hamstring. Danny Trevathan with a knee did not practice. Elijah Wilkinson with a back. He's got a back. Did not practice. Darnell Mooney was limited. Everybody else was full. So the highlights of this injury report, Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, Allen Robinson, Danny Trevathan, all still did not practice. Eddie Jackson limited with a hamstring.
All right, I want to get into some of the Bears conversation that we have not gotten into this week because of all the other stories going on and very heavy on the Bulls, and we were talking a lot about the stadium issue. Garland, Mark Garland down is another famous guy who does not want to go to Arlington Heights. Him and Wilbon will not go to Arlington Heights.
When you build a big, beautiful stadium, I guarantee you they'll be there.
Yeah, it's not about the location for us. No. It's about upgrading to what the charter franchise should have. And yes, upgrade their team too. That's first and foremost. And there is still other people out there. We talked about this on Crosstalk Unhinged, who believe that if they do end up in Arlington Heights, that the NFL will give the city of Chicago a new team to play in Soldier Field. We'll play you and share with you one expert who thinks that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Don't forget, tomorrow we're at Binney's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills. We'll have a chair set up where you can stop by and watch the show for as long as you'd like. You'll have a chance to win Bears and Ravens tickets for Sunday at Soldier Field. If you want to just stay for 5 minutes, say hello, take a picture, enter the contest, you can do that too. 5 minutes, 4 hours, whatever you want. Binney's Beverage Depot. We're in Vernon Hills in the northern suburbs. Will be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Home game.
I'm going to the Bears home game. My first home game of the year this year. Been to two road games so far. Been to the Raiders game, and I've been to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers road game. This will be the first home game of the season for me, seeing the Bears.
Going to
and
a
the
lot
Ravens.
Of games these days.
Three, yes. Yeah. I've been to what, one Bulls game so far? I've been to, was
that's
it the
it for
Sox
you.
Playoff game?
Unless you get the invite to the Valentine's Day.
I'll be back soon to the Bulls game.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope to go to about a handful of games. I've not taken the kids the game. This will be Broxton's first Bears game.
Oh, yeah.
So very excited for that. My older son likes, of course, Lamar Jackson. He likes all the good players. You know, he searches for the
good. That's what kids
do. That's what they do. They look for the best
players.
Kids
don't look for, you know, slot receivers that contribute occasionally. Right. It's not what they're doing.
Right. It's why I've been able to sell him now, too, on Justin Fields lately, wearing that jersey proudly, because he's had these splash plays that have been so exciting for him to see. And he's like, oh, ooh, Justin Fields is good. And then with the Bulls, when the Bulls have been winning against the Lakers, against the Clippers, he's like, oh, the Bulls are good.
He's still going to be wearing his Lamar Jackson jersey on Sunday, isn't
he? He does not have a Lamar Jackson.
Oh, he doesn't.
He has a Tom Brady jersey.
Will he be wearing the Brady jersey?
No. He'll wear his I'm sure he'll wear his Justin Fields jersey.
He likes to tweak you. I get the sense that he likes to tweak you.
He's a big contrarian. He likes whatever daddy doesn't like. He likes, you know, or he likes to go oppo.
That's why he doesn't want to go to the Bulls game with you.
Why?
Because you want to go. I don't want to go with you. I want to go with Mom.
Yeah, I know, but if he would go oppo with me, he would say, I don't want to go to the Bulls game.
No, he still wants to go to the game. Just not with you.
Just not with me.
Just not with you. He doesn't want to have to play defense the whole time.
Tell him he doesn't need to clean up his room, or he doesn't need to put his dishes in the sink, or he doesn't need to help take the garbage out.
Doesn't do any of that.
Though he goes oppo, he'll be the oppo guy.
That's good.
Yes.
Yurko told us that on Crosstalk on Hinge, too. That he said once his dad went oppo with him and the way he disciplined him, he straightened up.
Yeah.
You came up with a good plan. That's on the ESPN Chicago app right now, the Crosstalk Unhinged. And another thing that came up on that conversation today with Carmen Yurko, Waddle, and me was, again, if the Bears do move to Arlington Heights, would Chicago get a team? Having Soldier is small as it is, as much as the new team would own it, would this be this city, the downtown area, be a destination? I know how you feel. This is Mike Florio. I believe it was today on the Dan Patrick Show.
If the NFL keeps going, you've got two teams that would be potentially in London, whether it's the Jaguars and an expansion team. Sorry, Jacksonville, but your owner has eyes on London. And if they're going to put two teams there, he's probably going to want to be one of them. Chicago, they get that new stadium that they're talking about at Arlington Heights, bells and whistles, third largest market in the league. And, you know, if you're going to build one of these stadiums, the more games you play in it, the more quickly you make your money back. So I've been talking for a long time about the possibility of a second team in Chicago. The other dynamic too, Dan, because I think 40 is where they're going to end up at some point, not anytime soon, but eventually they're going to get to 40.
So his thesis there, though, was that the new team would play in the new Arlington Heights Stadium as well, like Chargers and Rams do?
I can't imagine that being the case.
I wouldn't, like, why would the Bears want that to happen? I know the Rams are making a lot of money off the Chargers as their tenant, but
listen, I think you could argue that without two teams, I don't think they have the same number of people willing to go to games in LA as you do in Chicago. I don't think you're going to have trouble selling this joint out. I don't know why the Bears would want to do this and then have another team in Chicago play there. But, like, kind of to piggyback on that, I don't believe a second franchise comes to town and whoever is paying for that franchise decides, you know what's best for us is to go play in the stadium that the Bears decided to exit and vacate because it doesn't have all of the luxuries and accessories that are needed.
What if they say, we're going to go in 50-50 with you on the stadium or so? You know what I mean? Like, now that the city's desperate, and Lori Lightfoot has said she's willing to make concessions for the Bears, that in the time that it would take to get another expansion team or a team from somewhere else, they renovate Soldier, they get it ready, and they do the deal differently with a new team.
Well, the Bears still have the existing, you know, lease. So they're going to still play at Soldier Field while they're building the other one.
No, I know that. I don't think this is anytime soon. I would think this would only happen once it's ready to play. Like, I'm saying by 2030, by 2028, you know, when they're in there, does the city recruit another? Florio believes so. I mean, Florio's not been right on everything. Everyone's been wrong on stuff.
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't know also how the – I would think that that is something that the NFL – I mean, all of the owners would have to agree to it, right? And maybe because they are the charter franchise, there is a gentleman's agreement there that they would not do that.
Why would they want another team in St. Louis for the third time as opposed to a football hotbed like Chicago to go there and to have a team playing downtown?
I don't know. I'd be interested to hear. They don't always make the most sensible decisions, the NFL owners as a group.
But money, you always say follow the money.
Of course. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what they do. I just find it hard to believe that a team would come here and decide that Soldier Field is where they're going to be. They would have to come to town and have an agreement that
yes,
they're going to have the capacity of a. First of all, they're not going to own Soldier Field, the next team,
right?
Because it's owned by the park.
No,
district.
They would have to get a sweetheart deal from the city or something where the city is desperate and it sits vacant there, and the city would be open to. Okay, we're not now in the catbird seat. With all these years dealing with Michael McCaskey, the city was always in the catbird seat.
Yes.
They called the Bears bluff. Now the Bears are powerful enough and hopefully smart enough to know they see the blueprints from all these other teams. They see what the Patriots did in Foxborough. They see what the Rams have done in L.A. So they can just follow that blueprint, much like the Cubs followed the Fenway Park blueprint.
Interested to see how it unfolds.
Bruno in California, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Bruno?
Hey, what's up, Otto Sylvie?
Everything's good.
I'll be in Chicago this weekend for the game. I'll try and get some restaurant recommendations.
So have you been here before?
I have. It was the Super Bowl year. When Sexy Rexy was running things.
Wow, long time ago. Chicago Cup was not open there then. When are you coming? Which weekend? Because you got to make reservations in advance.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. Well, look, call Cut. Ask them if they got anything for a Waddle and Sylvie listener. You definitely have to get in there. Anything from like if you don't want to spend an arm and a leg, they have the best burger in the city, in my opinion. Or if you want great steaks, great seafood, they've got that too. An environment that you'll absolutely love right on the river. Any of the Boca restaurants that we talk about are fantastic. Look up that on the website, but check that out for sure.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to try to squeeze a Bulls game in there too, Sunday.
There you go, Bulls game. Are they in town?
Yeah.
Are they back?
You can do the Bears game in the morning, or in the morning, at noon, and then they play the Knicks at night.
Oh, ooh, there you go. Rematch with the Knicks. Knicks have been struggling. Yeah, that would be great. All right, Bruno, enjoy. Safe travels.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You see the Knicks struggling recently.
Yeah.
I think they're only a game over 500, 8-7. Jay in Lansing, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jay?
Yes, sir. What I understand is, why don't they just call Bezos for Amazon, make him build the stadium for $5 billion, and he becomes part ownership of the Bears.
Make him build that stadium.
He wants in. The rumors are he wants in on the NFL.
Oh, big, yeah, I would big think. Time.
Yeah. So,
you know, why don't they just do that?
Like, the rumor has long been that he would be the potential new owner for Washington for a long time. You never know. Once you start thinking big about building a stadium worth billions.
Ooh, okay. Here it is. Right? Here's another idea. Gave you the floating stadium that uses four teams yesterday.
Right.
Here's another idea.
But that's in the four-state area. I didn't like that.
Well, what's what I mean? Listen, we're trying
it for ourselves.
Why?
I don't want to share it with Wisconsin.
We don't use it half the time
Michigan.
Anyway. We don't use it half the time. What difference does it make? All right. How about this? Call the Bezos, as it was said, or Bezos, however you want to pronounce it. Call the Cuban... Mark Cuban, and call the Musk, Elon, and say, hey, you guys have a race between them. You guys want to get to space so bad. We have a spaceship on the lakefront as it is. Turn it into an actual spaceship stadium.
Right.
And then you get, because they don't care about building stadiums. They're thinking, they're galaxy braining it. They're thinking about getting to space first. They're thinking about building colonies on Mars and stuff. Tell them, hey, build a spaceship. Make it a stadium, though. So then when we're ready to go to space, it just goes up.
I like it.
It just goes up. That's it.
That's one of your better ideas, actually. Space race to the Bears' old stadium.
There you go.
It's definitely got to have a roof on it. That's for sure.
Yes, you would have to add a roof. Yeah. And make it more phallic-y, too, right?
Probably
something on
so.
Top of the roof.
Yeah. You'd have to make. You'd have to build it up straight.
All right, 312-332-3776. We've got Waddle's World since we had Jeff Garland on at 3:30. We've got Waddle's World coming up. Wilbon at 5. A lot of Bears conversation. If you want to weigh in on last night's Bulls game, anything on your mind, 332-3776.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Isn't that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Welcome in. It's warm and cozy in here, not so much outside. Waddle's World brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/finest, member FDIC. I give you a little rehash of the Bears injury report. We got this just a bit ago. Of notes, Akeem Hicks did not practice with an ankle injury. Eddie Jackson back to work in a limited fashion with his hamstring problem. Khalil Mack did not practice, still nursing a foot injury. Allen Robinson nursing the hamstring. He did not practice. Danny Trevathan did not practice as well. Elijah Wilkinson did not practice with a back injury. Darnell Mooney was limited. And Ogletree, Damian Williams, J.P. Holtz, and Cairo Santos with the elbow injury playing catch with Pat O'Donnell. They were all full participants today. So you got a pretty much you got a mixed bag there. Eddie Jackson back in limited fashion, but two of your key defensive front seven guys not able to go today.
The story, and once we really start getting into the weeds of this game and previewing it, for me, the biggest thing that I want to see when I'm at Soldier Field is a good start offensively.
It'd be nice
because. You just came off your best half of football offensively. We saw that 20. Basically, you scored 3 touchdowns. One of them got overturned. You had such a great second half. You went downfield when you needed to take the lead, and you took the lead. I don't want to see an early step back and them struggling again. And you've mentioned the Ravens are not good against the pass.
No, they give up more passing yards per game than any team in the NFL.
So like
very moderate pass rush as well, 19 sacks on the season.
Yeah, every time they take a step forward, they take 2 steps back with one of those boom goes the dynamite games like Cleveland and the Packer game. I want them to come out after this step up here against the Steelers, against the team that doesn't defend well like you would think they would. The Ravens have that reputation of being a good defender. They're not. Go out there and put some points on the board.
And do something that they haven't been able to do in Matt Nagy's time here in Chicago. Or in the last 7 years, and that's actually win a game coming out of a bye.
Yeah, I want to say, I got to look at their opening games, too. They lost their opener this year. When they've got more time to prepare, it does not help Matt Nagy, which is a great indicator of when the coach and the plan has a lot to do with stuff. The more they have to lean on him, the worse they do.
Carmen DeFalco's greatest sports worry may be coming to fruition here in about a half hour.
What's that?
That a sports book may have to suffer a significant loss based on wagers that have been made.
Do which sports book is it, and do you think they would have to close because of the wager?
I don't believe they're going to have to close, but as we know, Carmen in the past has been concerned with the potential exposure, exposure.
Tommy, I don't know. There's a lot of exposure out there. The Vegas is going to take a lot of hits here. If the Ohtani bet comes through,
now you're
the
talking.
Public money's been all over Ohtani and Vegas. Ooh, lots of exposure.
U.S. Sportsbook facing 7-figure loss if Ohtani wins the AL MVP. March 19th, a bettor in Nevada placed a $30,000 bet on Ohtani to win the American League MVP at 30-1 odds with a William Hill sportsbook. I believe that he is going to win.
Will William Hill at least shut down the sports book?
Probably not.
For a day? Do you think no?
If Ohtani wins, the bettor will net $900,000, and William Hill will have suffered an overall seven-figure loss on an awards market that typically doesn't attract a ton of money. By the way, the AL and NL MVP awards will be announced about 5 o'clock.
Every day this week, there's been a different award.
And I believe, doesn't Merck have a ticket on Bryce Harper?
Both him and Carmen do.
Yeah.
I believe Merck's ticket
more valuable
is from the beginning of the year.
Merck's got a good haircut tonight for his book. His book. Thing. What are we calling that? What is it called?
It's his book release party.
Book release party.
It's a book release party. It is at
Claim Company in Northbrook.
Claim Company in Northbrook. And as he continues to preach, it's not in Northbrook Court anymore. Still in Northbrook. It's on Skokie Boulevard, Skokie Road, right there by Dundee and Skokie, basically. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. It's open to the public, right?
Yes, it is. And you can go there and you can purchase a book.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to purchase a book.
I'm planning on purchasing a few.
Now, what are you going to do with a few?
Maybe give them out for gifts.
To who?
People that don't live in this area and that may want a good read.
Like, send one to your dad? Send one to your brother?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know if my brother can read, but I'll send him one.
We have, I don't know what they call it, we have an endorsement, on the back of the book. Was that in just the promotion, or are we actually on the book?
Are we in the foreword, or is that
we didn't.
No, we didn't make the foreword?
James Brown wrote the foreword.
Oh, nice.
It's a good...
JB.
By the way,
Merck got himself a clean haircut for tonight's event.
That's another thing that came up on Crosstalk. For some reason, he has this goal of only getting 4 haircuts a year. Is that because he believes it's inconvenient?
It's cost-effective for sure. But he said that he likes to set the goal of 4 haircuts and then achieve that goal. I said that is quite possibly the lowest bar anybody has ever set in terms of a personal goal. You have full control over whether or not you get 4 haircuts in a calendar year.
I enjoy getting a haircut.
I just don't understand how you actually consider that a goal.
Yeah, but only 4 times? You get your hair cut, what, every 5-6 weeks?
Yeah, my hair grows like a bush out of control. I have very fast-growing hair. I got a lot of it, too.
You do? You think you have faster-growing hair than the average human?
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
How do you measure that?
By the frequency with which you need to have your hair cut.
It's subjective.
I believe that I will be long gone in the ground or wherever I'm at, and my hair will still be on my head. I will not lose my hair.
It will still be growing in the grave.
In the grave. Yes, there's no doubt.
What's that, Daddy? It looks like there's weeds all over Grandpa Waddle's.
He's a chia pet.
Grandpa Waddle's gravesite has a bunch of weeds. That's not weeds. That's his hair coming up from his grave.
It's his hair. It's strange because it don't have a lot of body hair. But like the hair on my head.
Neither of us have taken the time to shave this.
But
week.
I mean, I couldn't grow a good beard ever. Don't have a lot of body hair, which I'm glad about because I don't like body hair.
Guess what I'm doing tomorrow? Getting the back wax for the first time.
Look at you, yeah.
For the first, like when I went bald.
How bad is it? Let me see it.
Looks bad.
I mean, you considering it bad is not bad.
Should I show everyone?
Everyone's going to
talk about the fat around on my spare tire.
Well, if you were worried about that, you get on your treadmill more often.
I do. I eat. It's not a matter of
working out. You are what you are at this stage.
See, look at that. Look,
that's not that bad.
On the neck too, like here, long. I could braid that.
Have you been in the tanning bed?
No, I was in Tampa.
Oh, well, that was a long time ago.
You shaved your armpits. I shave my pits.
But why don't you shave your chest?
Huh?
Why don't you shave your chest? You shave your pits.
I don't think it looks natural. I don't have too much chest hair.
You think that the Under Armour, no hair under the underarms, looks more natural?
I do that for me.
All right, I gotta say something here.
Yeah.
You took your shirt off here in the studio, watching on Twitch. I actually took it in through Twitch. I decided not to look directly through the glass here.
I wanted to see what the rest of the world is seeing.
I want to know something.
Yeah.
Are you not wearing an undershirt?
No, not on these anymore. I've decided to forego the undershirt on the zip ups, and I just pull it up now.
That's wild.
I find it very comfortable. Feel this. This
You're
is
a
like
wild
art.
Man.
No, I mean.
No, I'm not doubting that it's comfortable. I wear that's Lulu, right?
I used to wear, yeah.
It looks Lulu. Yeah, I mean, I wear a lot of Lululemon, but that's wild to me. No undershirt?
I made a conscious effort about a year ago.
Wow.
I used to wear undershirts under everything. And I'm like, look, there's too many layers here.
But
I don't need any
more. To wear one under those.
Isn't that why it's named an undershirt?
You're supposed to do whatever you'd like.
Well, that's true, too. I mean,
sort of like I wear the same outfit every day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
But you at least wear a shirt.
Because it makes me happy.
So you took in more about the no undershirt rather than the back hair.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. Yeah, hair's hair, whatever. Whatever. Hair's hair. Yeah. But that's wild that you're just going around the world with just out an undershirt.
You're not that hairy.
You're just out there.
I don't even get that waxed.
That's a zip in and zip out. That won't take long.
Like, if you care about the, like, why are you getting the back wax still?
No, and I didn't. But so I went bald. No, everything, all the hair falls off. So I got a new, clean, fresh.
No, but now you are. You said tomorrow you're getting the back wax.
Because when I take off my shirt and I look at myself in the mirror, and Bill Belichick
has this.
You
turn around and look at yourself. You look back at it.
Here's where this is. I'm going to be truthful here. I see Bill Belichick all the time when he's at the podium.
When you look in the mirror, you see Bill Belichick.
I'm going to tell you how. When the greatest talk show host ever. Much like him as the coach. No. When I see Bill Belichick at the podium.
Bill, how you doing today, Bill?
When he's wearing his raggedy clothes, you could see on his neck.
And he got hair. And
it comes out from his shirt, and it's disgusting. He's an animal.
Very sprouty.
So when I have my shirt off and I'm brushing my teeth and I'm getting washed or come out of the shower, I could braid the hair on my shoulders. Yes. The hair on my shoulders are long and disgusting. And... So
but
I'm
how
going,
about the hairs around your nipples, though? Those things get long
too,
and
right?
gross too.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to tell any. You do you, but I shave my armpits as well. But I shave my chest as well. I don't like any of the hair. I think it's
all. But then
gross.
You get stubble coming in on your chest. Really. I don't want stubble on my chest.
Not really?
You're wearing underwear, right?
I do have underwear on.
Just making sure.
I don't right. like so. The I don't sweat I like, as much as I used to.
I think that's
I don't need the undershirt.
I think that's totally fine. The only thing I would say is, do you get pit stains on your nice Lululemon versus?
No.
Okay, well,
I don't sweat like I used to. Is that a thing?
No.
The older you get, the less sweaty. Possibly.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe that's why you got the inner tube.
Oh, the inner, yeah. When I should go on the treadmill, I should sweat a little bit.
Maybe,
is that what
a little
you're
bit,
saying?
Yeah.
It's terrible, dude.
Let go of some of those toxins, right?
Right around here. But you know what? I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable in my own skin.
Didn't sound like it four minutes ago.
When we were in Tampa, Zetterman and Carmen.
Were they giving you hell?
They commented on my boobs.
Well, but they're also how many years younger than you
are? They said, Sylvie, you're in good shape, except for your B cups. Listen,
your friends are shaming you.
But I'm going to eat pizza. I'm going to eat pasta.
Right.
I like to carb it up.
Right.
I like to eat what I like. I'm 50. I'm not going to starve myself.
Danny, have a couple pieces of cardboard for dinner tonight.
Who do you think who's happier?
Him
and his skinny little body or me and my pizza-loving body? Me.
I'm going to say you. How about Carmen? Is he in the middle? He's wiry strong. He weighs like 112 pounds.
Probably taking a bunch of illegal drugs, too.
What?
Well, you know.
What?
Creatine's not illegal, is it?
It depends on the doses, I think. Or are you shooting it in?
No, I'm kidding. He
what?
He has an endorsement for a vitamin company.
Did you see him inject himself while you guys were in Tampa?
No, didn't see any injections. Boy, his house got hit hard. He talks about that in Crosstalk Unhinged.
What else do I have for you? I don't think anything really else is. I don't think I can. I don't think I could segue from your back hair. No
10
undershirt.
Back wax tomorrow.
I think you'll be in and out. There's not a lot of hair.
Oh no,
there.
It only takes 20 minutes.
Not even that.
Yeah.
I still can't believe you won't let your wife do that.
No.
You think she would inflict
think
pain
want
on you?
I mean, that's a lot of work. There's a lot of you got to really wax it. You got hot wax. Where are you going to make the hot wax? What do you got?
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I got a couple of football stories for you real quick before a nutty story or two. By the way, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson missed practice with a non-COVID related illness. This is the second practice in a row. And it says he's missed practice four times this season because of being sick. Ravens offensive coordinator Greg Roman said that he didn't have a complete update on Jackson's status, but said, I think he's feeling better.
So not COVID, though, but illness.
It's not COVID related. Yeah. No, but he has missed practices this year on a couple of different occasions being sick. And here's another story. This is now on the ESPN website. Antonio Brown obtained a fake COVID-19 vaccination card, says a former chef. Bucks wide receiver Antonio Brown has been accused of obtaining a fake COVID-19 vaccination card, according to the Tampa Bay Times. They reported today that, according to Steven Ruiz, a former personal chef for the wide receiver, Brown had his girlfriend reach out to him over the summer to obtain a fake vaccination card, saying he had received the Johnson & Johnson shot and paid for it. I don't know. What is the actual? Is there? There has to be some NFL protocol with regard to something like this if it turns out to be.
Well, isn't that what I brought this up numerous times? Isn't this what Evander Kane ultimately got suspended for in the NHL?
It says here
he's accused of a lot worse doing, but I think he got suspended for a fake vaccination card.
Yes, for a significant period of time. Responding to the Times story, the Buccaneers released a statement saying they had, quote, received completed vaccination cards from all Tampa Bay Bucs players. All vaccination cards were reviewed by Buccaneers personnel, and no irregularities were observed, the team said. So I would say definitely this is a story to keep an eye on.
Did you see that? It says Ruiz says he was unable to acquire a fake card for Brown, but that the wide receiver a few weeks later showed him one.
Yeah. NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy told the Tampa Bay Times that any attempt to use a fake vaccine card could be disciplined under the league's personal conduct policy. Brown also could face legal issues if, he, in fact, he did use a fake card. So, again, remember, this is a Tampa Bay team whose offense has struggled a little bit recently. Brown has been out of the lineup with an injury. Tom Brady's trying to find his momentum again. So keep an eye on that. While locked up in a Florida jail following a DUI arrest, a Florida woman removed the metal wiring from her bra and used it to damage the cell door in an attempt to escape the jail.
So she tried to use the metal in the bra.
In the bra, yeah.
A lot of bra jokes for me on Twitch, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like, he needs a training bra. Training? They're trained.
I don't think it's that bad. I really don't. You're a 50-year-old man.
I am.
Like, it would, and by the way, everybody out there, you know what? You all don't have mirrors in your house as well. I bet you all the guys that are giving you hell about your boob action.
Schwarzenegger's in there.
Yeah, right. You know, a bunch of bodybuilders. I bet you when you look in the mirror, fellas, all you see is Arnold Schwarzenegger from back in the day, right?
Jay Cutler's in the Twitch chat. Not the football Jay Cutler, the bodybuilder.
Not real.
No, I'm joking.
I thought maybe he joined you. Maybe he wants to give you some tips. Just the tips with Jay Cutler, bodybuilder. So anyway, this woman, she
it can't work very
she
well.
She tried to go MacGyver on this, and all she did is she got herself in trouble. You ready for the nuttiest story of the day? Brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
Drunk driver floated egg roll defense. Imagine all this happens in Florida. A Florida woman who was pulled over earlier this week claimed that her erratic driving was due to her eating an egg roll while behind the wheel, according to police who arrested the motorist on DUI and narcotics possession charges.
Yeah, that's not a good driving food.
Upon spotting a vehicle drifting between lanes on a St. Petersburg roadway around 2 a.m. on Sunday, police conducted a traffic stop to check the well-being of the driver for being sick, injured, or impaired, according to court filings. When a sheriff's deputy approached the driver, the defendant had a distinct odor of an alcoholic beverage coming from her breath and had difficulty following simple instructions, and her speech appeared to be slurred and mumbled. Asked about her erratic driving pattern, the suspect claimed it was due to her eating an egg roll while driving. While arrest affidavits make no mention of an egg roll being found in her car, the police did seize several different types of pills, including an opioid from the car. A straw with white powder residue on the inside was found near the pills as well.
So no egg roll to there be found. No she tried roll. To just use it as an excuse.
Yes, there were opioids and white powder and straws in there.
What's the worst food to eat while driving? Is it wings?
Salad.
Salad, right. Anything with utensils, right?
Well, wings you're eating with your hands.
Well, I know, but you're getting it all over you.
Fried rice.
You're on the steering wheel.
Spaghetti.
Ribs.
Ribs. There you go. Ribs, I was going to say ribs. Ribs is not going to go well for you.
Chicken wings.
How about not? You shouldn't. You really don't. Yeah. Didn't eat anything.
Well, there are some things you could eat, like if you have French fries next to you.
Yeah, okay.
You
know, get some fries.
A bagel. A donut.
Don't you keep like a box of nuts in your front seat of your car?
Yeah.
Like
always.
Yeah.
Right. All right, coming up in 2 short minutes, Michael Wilbon.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, I know. Michael Wilbon was on national TV yesterday talking about the Bulls. And Greeny told us yesterday that he's been psychotic watching Bulls games recently. Is he giving them a break for what happened last night, or is he mad at them? We'll talk to Wilbon in 2 short minutes.